This weekend, OLA of Eastern Long Island will hold its 14th annual Latino Film Festival in the Hamptons. OLA, OLA, stands for Organización Latinoamericana. This year, they will feature five films. They include a Chilean crime drama where poet Pablo Neruda is pursued by an inspector after he joins the Communist Party, and a Mexican comedy about an 8-year-old boy who discovers he's a genius. Minerva Perez is the executive director of OLA. She joins us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Now, how did these films come to play here? How did you decide to feature these films?
Early on in the festival, we pretty much stayed with award-winning, rather large-budget films as a way to highlight films that were in Spanish language with English subtitles, both as a way to allow the Spanish-speaking population of our area here of the East End to be able to enjoy in a native language these films, and then also with the English subtitles to act as an artistic and creative way to bring people together. So we would choose films that really wouldn't see much time out here. But along the way, last year was the first year that we did it, we reached out and put the word out to filmmakers across the globe for Spanish language films. So last year we brought in a film from Ecuador that has not made its way out here ever before. So we really found that part of what our role is with this film festival is to start bringing in more of the independent films that really can speak to our community, both English-speaking and non-English-speaking.
There are five films that are being featured at this year's festival. Could you tell us a little bit about them?
We have the film Translucido, which is an Ecuadorian and American film. And the theme for that film is a bit heavy, it's a bit strong. And we have Los Nadie, which is a film that we're targeting more for a younger set, 16 years and older. And it does highlight the lives of five teenagers in Medellin, Colombia, in and around a punk rock music scene. And then after the film, we're going to be featuring live music from Mi Latina and also a band from Brooklyn called Junico. So this is entirely kind of put together to really appeal to a younger audience that understands that it's fun to stay out really late on a Sunday night.
You mentioned that you are targeting one of your films toward the younger audience. Why are you trying to reach that audience?
That audience in Spanish, in English, in any language is an audience that doesn't really get their due. Typically out here, there's really not a lot of outlet for that age. So, you know, either folks are heading much further west of the island or they're heading to the city. But in terms of what exists out here, that is not simply a bar, not simply a nightclub, but sort of a cultural outlet, whether it's live music, cinema, dance, you know, there's really nothing like that out here. So in order to want to give more to that age set, you need to offer more.
Minerva Perez is the executive director of OLA. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.